"Hask," said the psychiatrist, "do you know the difference between right and wrong?"
"They are opposites," said Hask.
"What is right?" asked Dr. Penny.
"That which is correct."
"So, for instance, 2 + 2 = 4 is right," said Penny.
"In all counting systems except base 3 and base 4, yes."
"And at base 10 now, 2 + 2 = 5 is wrong, correct?"
"Yes."
"Do the words right and wrong have any other meaning?"
"Not in my experience."
Penny looked briefly at Dale, then turned back to Hask. "What about the terms good and bad?"
"A food item that has an agreeable taste is said to be good. One that is putrefied is said to be bad."
"And what about the concepts of moral and immoral?"
"These apparently have to do with human religion.
They have no bearing on Tossock religion?"
"Tossocks believe in predetermination. We do the will of God."
"You believe in a single God?"
"We believe in a single being that was foremother to our race."
"And this God, if she is good, well, she has not begun to putrefy. You perform no actions that are not the will of your God?"
"The God."
"Pardon?" said Penny.
"It is not acceptable to speak of God possessively."
"Sorry. You perform no actions that are not the will of the God?"
"By definition, such a thing would be impossible."
"Then there is no continuum of behavior?" asked the psychiatrist.
"I have encountered this concept repeatedly in human thought," said Hask.
"The idea that everything moves from one extreme on the left to another on the right, or that there are two equal sides to every issue, using the word sides in a way a Tossock never would." His topknot moved. "This is an alien way of thinking to me. I rather suspect that it has something to do with the left-right symmetry of your bodies. You have a left hand and a right, and although each individual among you seems to favor one, in general, you seem to view the hands as equal. But we Tossocks have a front hand that is much stronger than our back hand. We have no concept, to use one of your words that does not translate fully, of what you call even-handedness. One perspective is always superior to the other. The front always takes precedence over the back. The aspect with the preponderance of power or weight is the side of God, and it always wins."
"Let me ask you some hypothetical questions," said Dr. Penny.
"Is it all right to steal?"
"If I do it, God certainly must have observed it, and since you did not stop me, it must be acceptable."
"Is it all right to kill?" "Obviously, God could prevent one from doing so if she wished. That she does not clearly means the killer must have been acting as her instrument." Penny's eyebrows went up. "Are there any unacceptable actions?"
"Define unacceptable."
"Unacceptable, acts that cannot be countenanced, acts that are not reasonable."
"No."
"If you killed someone because he was trying to kill you, would that be acceptable?"
"If it happened, it is acceptable."
"If you killed someone because he was trying to steal from you, would that be acceptable?"
"If it happened, it is acceptable."
"If you killed someone because the joke they told you was one you had already heard, would that be acceptable?"
"If it happened, it is acceptable."
"In our culture," said Dr. Penny, "we define insanity as the inability to distinguish moral acts from immoral ones."
"There is no such thing as an immoral act."
"So, by the definition of the human race, are you insane?" Hask considered this for a moment.
"Unquestionably," he said at last.